Alrighty, that's good to know. I'll keep tinkering on it. Maybe I'll get a 50 watt radio and pop one over there.
Have you checked your wideband narrowband?
Wideband right now on high. I haven't been able to hook up an SWR to my antenna. I've got a headphone antenna on, sitting out outside my house, so I'm currently on wideband.
And I just helped a buddy of mine out, turn on an I installed an headphone for him today up on his house. And he's doing excellent, but yeah, we're probably a little bit different situation. We've got more of a straight line to our repeater here in Klamath, on Hogsback, so that probably has a lot to do with it. But anyway, your modulation is better when you're holding your mouth closer to your mic versus what you were earlier. We could barely hear you, and it was getting to the point where the static was basically overriding your modulation. So yeah, I would definitely talk more directly into it because it is a heck of a lot better, like 517 said. Okay. Well, any help we can give you, we'll be glad to try to help you. There's a lot of us out there. I mean, a lot of them out there that know more than I do. But anyway, I'm learning as I go, too. Used to be into it years ago, but getting back into it now. So, yeah, glad to help. Hey, 492, you have a good one? And this is WSBT 889. We're going to be monitoring, and we got to get out and start beating animals. You have a good one.
Appreciate your help. We'll be monitoring. WSBT 492, monitoring.
WSBT 889 monitoring.
Well, I am totally shocked that the Hogback machine is making it all the way to Lakeview. Sad that I have to wait until the snow melts to get the Grizzly Peak machine up. But I'm glad to hear you there, 492. It's really good to hear you all the way. Can't believe you're using a omnidirectional antenna and be able to hit the Hogback. You have a very good evening. WRTX 950.
Working on it and see if I can get a better signal to you. Appreciate all your help. WSBT 492.
We're all here, glad to help you. WRTX 950.
Good work, Dale. That's all there is to it. You have a great one, you and yours. WSBT 889 monitoring.
Yeah, not bad for a 35-watt repeater on Hogback. That Kenwood, it does a great job. And it's that same antenna that you bought for yours. That is just a remarkable antenna. And I'm not even on a tower on Hogback. I'm 5 or 6 feet above the roof of the building on a pole.
That's pretty good. Is that with the same antenna that you hooked me up with?
Exact same one. The Tram 1486. The Beatty repeater has it. Roseburg, Sutherland, Hogback, I had to put in a DB404 to because of the snow and ice load they get up there and wind. So the repeater, the site owner required a much heftier, heavy duty antenna, but it does great too.
I've been talking to people from Weed, Shasta City. I've talked to Wairika. I've talked all through that whole area. Yeah, that thing is doing great as far as Hertz Peak. Yeah, it's doing excellent. Right on. Hey, as always, appreciate everything that you're doing, and definitely appreciate all the guidance and the help you've been giving me. So, Dale, you have a good one, you and yours, and appreciate all you do. Definitely, 100%. WSBT 89 will be monitoring for a while.
Okay, John. All right. Have a good evening. WRTX 950 in Beatty.
My seat. It's ours anyway. And yours. All right. Have a good one, Dale. WSBT 89 monitoring.